Blog Talk Radio.
Give
Hello, welcome to Politifier. I am your humble host, Prophet Stacy. Thank you for everybody for joining me on tonight. I pray that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you on tonight. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and I honor you tonight, Lord God, for everybody that's joining me. I thank you for them, Lord God, and I pray that they will get something out of this word that you gave me on tonight. Lord God, I ask that you set me down, Lord God, and that you stand up mightily in me tonight, Lord God, that I may be able to deliver this word the way that you gave it to me, so that your people may be blessed on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Tonight's message is overworked, lonely one. Overworked, lonely one. And it looks as if I won't be on Periscope tonight. It'll just be Blog Talk Radio. So let me put that aside and get right into the message. The foundational text comes from Ecclesiastes 4, verse 7 and 8, and I will be reading it from the NIV as well as the Message Bible. From the NIV, it says, Solomon says, again, I saw something meaningless under the sun. There was a man all alone. He had neither son nor brother. There was no end to his toil, yet his eyes were not content with his wealth. For whom am I toiling? For whom am I toiling, he asked, and why am I depriving myself of enjoyment? This too is meaningless, a miserable business. The Message Bible says, I turned my head and saw yet another wisp of smoke on its way to nothingness. A solitary person, completely alone, no children, no family, no friends, yet working obsessively late into the night. Compulsively greedy for more and more, never bothering to ask, why am I working like a dog, never having fun, and who cares? More smoke, a bad business. Again, the title of tonight's message is Overworked, Lonely One. Overworked, Lonely One. In the text, Solomon describes a man, a person, who had put their everything into building their career, but had neglected to build relationships outside of the workplace. Solomon describes a man, a person, who had put their everything into building their career, but had neglected to build relationships outside of the workplace. At work, they were a success, but at home, they were a disaster. Spending late nights in pursuit of money, money, money. The thirst was real, only to come home in the early morning hours to find an emptiness. No wife, no roof, or perhaps you are an overworked female with no Boaz and kids waiting for you at home. At the end of the day, Solomon declares, he describes this type of lifestyle as meaningless. Why is it meaningless? It's meaningless because the first institution introduced to man was not career-oriented, but relationship-based. The first institution introduced to man was not career-oriented, but relationship-based. The institution of marriage and family. One man with one woman, a committed relationship that will later lead to children. One man with one woman, that's God's ideal of marriage. One man, one woman in a committed relationship that will later lead to children. In Genesis, we see the first family, Adam and Eve, children, Cain and Abel. And after Abel's death, God would give them another child by the name of Seth. We see from this example that God intended for family to be the continuous structure from which we would build. Family and just relationships in general were not meant to be absent from our lives. Relationships were not meant to be absent from your life. Genesis 2:8 from the 2:18 rather from the NIV. The Lord said, "It's not good for a man to be alone. It's not good for man to be alone. It's not good for you to be alone. Money is good and very necessary with the cost of living increasing. Money is good and very necessary with the cost of living increasing. Work is good. Work is good." The Bible says, "Diligent hands bring wealth." Proverbs 10:4, NIV. Therefore, work is a necessary part of your life, but it shouldn't be all of your life. Work is a necessary part of your life, but it shouldn't be all of your life. There must be a healthy balance. There must be a healthy balance. You can't work all the time, never finding the time to enjoy yourself outside of the workplace. That's for somebody on tonight. You cannot continue to just work, and never find time to enjoy yourself outside of the workplace. If you do, you will find yourself much like the man, much like the person in tonight's text. At the end of the day, you will be asking questions. For whom am I toiling, and why am I depriving myself of enjoyment? Why am I working like a dog, never having fun? And who cares? And who cares? You see, beloved, somebody must care for such great effort to make sense in our head. You see, somebody must care for great effort to make sense in our head, because that's the way God designed us. We crave relationship with one another. We crave relationship with one another. Otherwise, money, wealth, with no one to share with is meaningless. Money, wealth, with no one to share with is meaningless. Money can buy your house. Yes, money can buy your house. But money can't build a home with a successful relationship. Money can buy you a house, but money cannot buy you a home with a successful relationship abiding therein. You must take the time to clock out of the job and into life. You must take the time to clock out of the job and into life. Ezekiel 16, verse 6. God looked and gave the command to live. God looked and he gave the command to live. God wants you to live and enjoy life. God wants you to live and enjoy life. John 16, verse 24 from the NIV. Jesus talking to his disciples prior to his physical departure says, "Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete." The New Living Translation says, "And you will have abundant joy." The King James says, "That your joy may be full." Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. And you will have abundant joy, that your joy may be full. So why not ask? Now that you know God wants you to live and have joy, complete joy, abundant joy, full joy. You don't have to end up alone and settle for being lonely. You do not have to end up alone and settle for being lonely. In Genesis 2:18 NIV, the Lord God said, "It's not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." I will make a helper suitable for him. New Living Translation, "I will make a helper who is just right for him." There is somebody suitable just right for you. There is somebody suitable just right for you. Ask God for wisdom when it comes to dating. Ask God for wisdom when it comes to dating. Now, the Lord had me put this in the message because he knew somebody would be wondering this question. Somebody would be asking this. Now, dating does not mean being or becoming sexually involved with a person. Dating does not mean being or becoming sexually involved with a person. Sex was and still is intended for marriage. Sex was and is, it still is intended for marriage. Dating from a Christian perspective means getting to know the person. Dating from a Christian perspective means getting to know the person. After all, the Bible does say, get to know those who labor among you. Get to know those who labor among you. Recognize them for what they are. Recognize them for what they are. Acknowledge and appreciate and respect them all. 1 Thessalonians 5:12 from the Amplified Bible. Most of the time, this verse is used in reference to those in leadership. But my question tonight in general is, how can you truly appreciate a person, respect a person without spending time with them to know who they really are, whether they're in a leadership position or a potential love interest, whether they are in a leadership position or a potential love interest. Quality time spent is vital. Quality time spent is vital. Dating means talking, sharing thoughts, ideas, and laughing. Dating means going out experiencing some of the fun activities in the world, but not becoming like the world. Dating means going out experiencing fun activities in the world, but not becoming like the world. Building a quality friendship with someone of the opposite sex, with someone of the opposite sex. That could possibly lead to marriage. Dating in the new millennium. Now, this is another question on somebody's mind, so God had me to answer it. Dating in the new millennium. Is dating online appropriate? Is dating online appropriate? Why not? We do everything else online. We go to school, attend live services, shop, bank, communicate with friends and family, and associates online. So why not date? Guidelines for safe dating, whether it's online or otherwise. Guidelines for safe dating, whether it's online or otherwise. Number one, never give out your personal information. If you're going to do it this way, never give out your personal information. If you have a Google email address, you can get a free Google Voice number to give out to the public. That includes talk and text. And you can easily block an unwanted caller. Number two, never post, tweet, or Instagram anything that could possibly upset your life or those in your life 5-10 years from now. Because you know what? Once it's online, it's out there. And you can't take it back. There's no going back. Never expose yourself in a photo or a video in an inappropriate way. Never expose yourself in a photo or a video in an inappropriate way, in an inappropriate way, or inappropriate manner. Philippians 1:27 from the NIV says, whatever happens, conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. In other words, keep it Christ-like. In other words, keep it Christ-like. Whatever happens, whatever you do, keep it Christ-like. Number three, never give your direct location. Never give your direct location. Number four, and never go anywhere alone with them. If you decide to meet or if you're dating this person that you got hooked up with through a friend, never go anywhere with them alone. Double date with a couple you trust. Never go anywhere alone. Double date with a couple you trust. Meet in a very public, active place. Use your own vehicle. Drive yourself there and back. And stay accountable to someone you trust about your whereabouts and activities. And stay accountable to someone you trust about your whereabouts and activities. And God just dropped this in my spirit. Never go to their house. I don't care what excuse they give you. If you just met that person, you don't have any reason to be at their home or to have them at your home. Keep your cell phone fully charged and on vibrate, just in case. Number five, ask God for wisdom. Ask God for wisdom. Dating in 2015 and beyond requires wisdom and discretion. Proverbs 2:11 and 12 from the NIV, it says, discretion will protect you, and understanding will guard you. Wisdom will save you from the ways of wicked men, from wicked men whose words are perverse, from wicked men whose words are perverse. Online dating is okay, but still to me the best is when a friend you've known all along becomes more. Friendship that grows into love. Friendship that grows into love. So be sure to show yourself friendly when you're out and about in accordance with Proverbs 18 and 24, King James Version. Whether you choose to date online or in a traditional face-to-face hookup manner, remember to use wisdom and discretion. Remember to use wisdom and discretion. Overworked Lonely One. Remember the title of tonight's message is Overworked Lonely One. I can't stress that enough on tonight. Wisdom and discretion. For somebody on tonight, I only have two words, just two words for you. Wisdom and discretion. That's for those of you overworked, lonely, and wanting to date. You desire to have the right somebody into your life. And still, there are others of you married with a family. You already married and you got a family. Psalm 6:8-6 says, God sets the lonely in families. God sets the lonely in families. You have somebody. God has set you in that family for a reason. Stop neglecting what you have at home in pursuit of money and status. Stop neglecting what you have at home in pursuit of money and status. Stop neglecting her or him, your Ruth or your Boaz, before your status becomes single. Stop neglecting him or her, your Ruth or your Boaz, before your status becomes single. Money is not evil. Money is not evil. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 6:10, it's the love of money that's the root of all evil. So many people misquote that scripture. They think money is evil, but the Bible says it's the love of money that is the root of all evil. God doesn't mind you having money. But love tonight, you need to know that God does not mind you having money. In fact, he delights in the prosperity of his servant. Psalms 35:27. Is when you allow money to become your world, overshadowing every other relationship in your life, that's when God has a problem. In tonight's foundational text, taken from Ecclesiastes 4:7-8, NIV, and the Message Bible, the person was not content with their wealth. They had no son or brother, children, family, or friends, but was obsessively working, compulsively greedy for more, toiling and for what? They were toiling and for what? Don't let greed suck the enjoyment out of your life. That's for somebody on tonight. Don't let greed suck the enjoyment out of your life, out of your marriage. There are some things you can build with money. There are some things you can build with money. And those same things you can destroy with your own hand. There are some things you can build with money, and those same things you can destroy with your own hands. Material stuff is temporary, no matter how hard you work for it. Material stuff is temporary, no matter how hard you work for it. But a relationship you and your spouse commit to work on can last. Material stuff is temporary, no matter how hard you work for it. But a relationship you and your spouse commit to work on can last. And don't forget about your children. And don't forget about your children. The Bible calls children an inheritance. The Bible calls children an inheritance. Psalms 127:3 from the NIV. Don't neglect the inheritance you have been given for an opportunity, a chance to prove yourself on that job. Don't neglect the inheritance you've been given for an opportunity, a chance to prove yourself on that job. Don't advance your career at the expense of your marriage and children. Don't advance your career at the expense of your marriage and children. If you are overworked, if you are an overworked, lonely one on tonight, it's by choice when you have a family at home. That's for somebody. If you are overworked and lonely on tonight and you have a family already, it's by choice. Because there are others of you, some are overworked and lonely, trying to forget what they wish they had. Some of you are overworked and lonely, trying to forget what you wish you had, but don't have at home. But you have it. Walt Disney said, a man should never neglect his family for business. Listen to that quote. Walt Disney said, a man should never neglect his family for business. That's a powerful quote coming from Walt Disney, the owner of Disney World. He knew the importance of family and also the importance of having a place to enjoy life, and still he worked and was a successful businessman. He knew the importance of family and the importance of having a place to enjoy life like Disney World, and still he worked and was a successful businessman. He didn't overwork. That's the key. He didn't overwork. He was balanced in his pursuit. He didn't overwork. He was balanced in his pursuit. I say this to somebody on tonight. Be balanced in your pursuit. Be balanced in your pursuit. Everything you want in life will come. Be balanced in your pursuit. Don't let greed rob your children of their father's presence. Don't let greed rob your children of their father's presence. And if you're female, don't let greed rob your children of their mother's presence. Proverbs 22:6 from the King James Version says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. But how can you train them up if you're not there? But how can you train them up if you're not there? You'll look around and like the man, the person in tonight's text, without. You'll look around and you'll be without. Finally realizing that it was all meaningless otherwise. It was meaningless otherwise. That's what Solomon said. It was meaningless otherwise. Work. I'm not telling you not to work. Yes, the Bible commands us to work. Work, but also take time to enjoy your kids, enjoy marriage, enjoy singleness, enjoy dating to get to know, enjoy yourself, your life, and your God. But there must be a healthy balance. There must be a healthy balance. And as always, keep it Christ-like, whatever you do. And as always, keep it Christ-like, whatever you do. I pray that this word was a blessing to you on tonight. Let's pray. Father God, teach everybody under the sound of my voice with a career, the art of working, but not overworking, to the point that work becomes their addiction and money their drug of choice. Bless those seeking love to get connected with the right person. Teach them how to use discretion and wisdom when dating and not to rush into anything to be with unaware. Deliver those neglecting their family in exchange for status and fame, money, wealth, and a big name. A house is good and it takes money, but a house is far from being a home when it's absent of love and laughter, their spouse and kids. Bring balance to the soul, the mind, will, and emotions, that they may begin to enjoy life and enjoy it to the full. In Jesus' name, amen. Right now, this is a salvation call. If you desire to be saved, and saved simply means in right standing with God, but you are not, repeat after me. Father God, come into my life. I invite you in. Come in and help me change. I am a sinner in need of Jesus. come in and help me live better, do better, be better, deliver, set free my sin-sick soul. I want to enjoy life and serve you in Jesus' name. For more information about salvation or how to donate, or if you just want to go to the website and check it out, also be aware that coming soon, there will be a relationship Q&A page on the website. There's prolificfireministry.com. The website is prolificfireministry.com. At this time, if you're on the phone, desiring prayer, press 1. If you're on the phone, desiring prayer, press 1. And call, I see you. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. Wow, that was an amazing word. It truly spoke to me. The thing is, I just got a job, and it's so crazy because I've been going through a lot in life with rejection and, you know, loneliness. So I was just like, oh, you know what, God? I was saying this to myself, like, you know what, I'm going to try my best to overwork and just forget about life. So it was so crazy. You spoke that word, and it was like, God, before I could even create that lifestyle, you know, making my job my everything, he used you to give me that word. But, you know, I thank God for that. And I just want to continue that God will give me balance. But my prayer is that the job that I have, it isn't a career. My prayer is that God will give me a career, but at the same time that he will set someone in my life that I can date and be friends with and then eventually marry.
Okay. To God be the glory. Thank you, Lord, for using me to bless her and to stop her from doing something she didn't need to do. Mm-hmm. Because there's definitely a way. Thank you for calling in tonight. Father God, mm-hmm. in the name of Jesus, God, thank you for my sister on tonight, Lord God. You hear the desire of her heart, Lord God. She lifted up to you, Lord God. Now I come into agreement with her tonight, Lord God. I put my faith on the line and in agreement with her, Lord God, that the things that she believes in you for will come to pass, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for stopping her from overworking, Lord God, that she can forget about the things that are on her heart, Lord God. You gave us desires, Lord God. You want us to have desires, Lord God, but in your timing, Lord God. Therefore, in your timing, Lord God, I pray that you lead and guide her to the right career, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Show her, Lord God, the things you have put her on this earth to do, Lord God. Maybe things, Lord God, that are hobbies right now, Lord God, that can be turned into careers, Lord God, because somebody somewhere needs what's in her, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, that it will be released in the right season among the right people. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Lord God, that somebody's going to come across her path, Lord God, when she's doing and going about doing the things that you called her to do. You're going to send forth somebody, Lord God, the same way when Ruth was doing the things that she needed to do in the field, Boaz came about. She wasn't sitting at home. She wasn't overworking, but she was working. She was doing called her to do. And I think that's what you require of all of us to do, what you called us to do, Lord God, and all other things will be added. So I thank you, Lord God, that she's going to get out there and do what you called her to do, and that special person, that person that you made just for her, Lord God, is going to come about, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, tonight, Lord God. I bless the friendship in advance, Lord God. I thank you that it's going to start out as friendship, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that it will be no screens attached, Lord God. They will get to know each other, and it will be a long-lasting relationship, God. I thank you, Lord God, for giving her strength to hold on, Lord God. If there's anything going on in her mind that's confusing her, Lord God, I thank you that you're going to give her peace in this season and that she can wait on you in all things. Give her patience, Lord God. And when she starts dating, God, give her discretion and wisdom, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and honor you on tonight. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome, God. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Is there anybody else on the phone line desiring prayer on tonight? If so, press 1, and I will be glad to pray with you. In the meantime, let me tell you that if you desire prayer a private consultation throughout the week, because things happen. And if you need prayer, private consultation, you can always stop what you're doing and call or text me at 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or email prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolific, prolific, fire@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Periscope at Prolific Fire. Like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. The songs played on tonight were Love You Forever by Tasha Cobbs and Happy by Tasha Cobbs. Join me next week, same time, same place, when the message will be Stop Jumping to the Wrong Conclusion. And I think we all get to that, jumping to the wrong conclusion. That will be the message for next week. Stop jumping to the wrong conclusion. Once again, I thank each of you for taking the time to join me on tonight. I love you. God bless.